I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking today about the importance of expressing gratitude and praise for somebody in specific terms. And I know because I've done this poorly in the past. It's so easy in life to say, with good intentions, I really want that person to feel good. So I'm going to tell them that I approve of them or I appreciate them. But we do it in general terms. We say, you're great. You're a wonderful employee. I really love working with you. But we don't actually get specific because we're a little lazy or we're busy. And what happens is even the good intentions of that act can actually have bad repercussions. Because when people start to get praise or gratitude that's not specific, they feel like it's empty. Mm. And in fact, they can kind of feel patronized. Mm. I just want to say, and this sounds very practical, but I think it really touches people's hearts. The more specific you can be with people about what you appreciate or what you saw them do that impresses you, the more real it is and the more fruit it bears in what you're trying to do.
You know, and if you're not specific, it almost sends the message of anonymity to a person, which is the opposite of what you're trying to convey. John Paul II was once reflecting on scripture and he said, I love the word multitude. I hate the word crowd. And in scripture, it's often talked about how Jesus talked to a multitude because he didn't just see Jesus when he looked out with his infinite love. He didn't just see a crowd of people. He saw each person and he interacted with people in a way that showed that he cared about each person. And the more that we can show that, the more that we're being like Jesus, you know, and this is a practice. This is something that the more you do it, the more natural it'll become. You know, if you're at home with your wife and kids, say thank you for very specific things. You're at work with your employees. This is a chance to practice every single day. Find one little thing that might seem insignificant, but the significance is you're showing the person, I notice you and you matter.
Things that are generic are not very interesting and they don't really make a difference. But if I'm looking at the employees in my office and I can see them now from where I'm recording this, Chris, I think I need to tell each one because they all know they're each individual people and they're different. And if my praise for them is not unique, they're not going to understand that I appreciate their uniqueness. And that is going to have a very minimal impact, if not a negative one, because they're going to think maybe I'm just lazy and I'm doing this just because I read in a book someplace you're supposed to praise people. They want to know that I see what makes them them. And by the way, that's going to make them a lot more open when I have to give them constructive feedback later.
Well, we should end this reset so that you could go practice what you preach because they're all looking at you, waiting for you to thank them for things. So let's pray. Lord, thank you for your love for us, that we're not just part of a crowd, but that you notice us, that you see what you love in us. And then in some crazy mystical sense, you're actually grateful for the who we are and the ways that we can love and serve you back. Wow, that's amazing. Help us to imitate you, Lord, by noticing other people in our lives and by giving them specific thanks. Help us to live with grateful hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.